The juice is loose.
Dude, I can't wait.
I am so beyond excited for that movie. The juice is loose. Are you kidding me?
I know this is a high expectation, but that better be the best movie ever made.
it's so terrible. Like I was watching that trailer right now.
Yeah. Dude. It's gotta be great, right? Like there's no way around it. Like,
but the juice is loose, man. It has to be. And we need to finish it. It needs to be great because now we have Beetlejuice. Obviously, that's setting us up for a trilogy. Beetlejuice. Come on.
And then I noticed on the model, there were the arrows pointing at the Beetlejuice in the cemetery. So like he was still there the whole time. I'd like to think that Beetlejuice, everything that's transpired between the last movie and here, he was just in that waiting room. You know, that's why he has, even in the poster, they have him like waiting, like that big long number. So I'd like to think like he's not done with whatever he was doing.
Better not be.
Whatever he was doing yesterday. I also have a prediction. Yeah. We'll see if this holds true. If that's not the case and Beetlejuice was Beetlejuicing throughout the years, I want to say Jenna Ortega is actually his daughter. That's going to be my prediction. You know, because he technically was married to Winona Ryder, Lydia Dietz. But anyway, welcome back to Shop Talk Movie News on Clubhouse Movies Podcast, our 70th installment. I'm your host, Mark Robocaba, joined once again by Mr. Ariel Panetta. Remember, like, share, subscribe, check it out, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikToks, wherever you get your TikToks. We just checked out that Beetlejuice trailer. Oh, man, that looks hot stuff. We got a bunch of trailers.
Beetlejuice, by the way.
Yes. And Michael Keaton looks great. And you know, I noticed comparing 80s movies to modern movies is I think the lenses got bigger and wider and fatter because everyone's head looks way bigger than they did a long time ago. And I noticed I noticed this phenomenon when I saw the latest Die Hard movies because Bruce Willis's head looked like freaking Mr. Potato Head in every single scene where you see Die Hard 1, he just looks like a dude, right? But his head didn't get fatter.
It's
got to be the lenses.
The lenses are—they're doing too much, man. That's why you know it's there's freaking big because they have all the glass in there. Back then, they're like, we were not that smart. That much glass.
Yeah, it was just a camera. It was just like a little like wind up camera back in the day. Because I see
we're gonna make it work.
I see like Michael Keaton looking great, but like his head looks fat, and it's not like because
huge.
His head looked fat. It's just because the lenses got fatter and made him look bigger and juicier. But anyway,
man, Beetlejuicier.
Yeah, Beetlejuicier. We got a couple of trailers to take a look at. I don't know if you saw any of them, but we got a bunch of them. But I want to get in a couple of bits of news because a lot of news dropped. That's what we're doing back on 70. Plus right. Penny's getting mad at us.
I'm here for the trailer talk. Let's do it.
Okay, wait, here's hot news. MCU star Aaron Taylor Johnson reportedly offered the role of James Bond.
Ooh.
So.
I did see that.
That's gonna.
I've been seeing that news circulate for about a year now, so we'll see.
Everyone's picking up on it right now, so I think this is it. I think ATJ is JB. ATJ,
and then we have. So there's been. I don't know if you have this, but Henry Cavill's also been like in the news all over the place. That there's been like three things I've seen pop up in terms of Marvel related news to him.
Yeah.
We have him showing up as a variant of Wolverine.
Yeah, I heard that.
So, and not only that, there's also been rumors that he is Wolverine, like the new Wolverine that's taking over. And then three, that he has accepted the role as Captain Britain. I'm just like, that one has been circling forever. I'm like, it's of course it makes sense that he would be Captain Britain, but knowing Marvel, just like they did John Krasinski, they're not gonna give it to the guy who obviously everyone wants to be that character. So we'll see.
I'll also say I really like X-Men 97. I don't know if you caught those episodes that came out. It's pretty good.
I haven't seen them yet. I watched the first like a few minutes of the first one. I just haven't had a chance to watch it all, but it looks great. I put it on for my son, and the moment I heard the music, I'm like, all right, like Like, this is good stuff.
Actually, now that I look at this, it's a lot of trailer news and a lot of like things coming back news. The other one is actor Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin, says Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works for Netflix.
Whoa!
That just dropped like just now.
Oh man, I am excited for that.
All right, okay. Now let's get into one more trailer. This is the trailer extravaganza day.
Don't tell me it didn't happen. I saw it happen.
Yeah, we just saw the trailer to Alien Romulus, which is going to be badass. Just because I don't know, Fede Alvarez.
It better be.
That guy's crazy. He made Don't Breathe.
Yeah,
the only other movie that made me throw up, other than Van Wilder.
Turkey Baster
for the same reason. Woof. Yeah, woof. gross. I think we're going to get all kinds of crazy alien turkey baster action in this movie, to be honest with you, just based on the trailer, looking at it too. So really looking forward to Alien Romulus. I'm actually kind of sad that Prey, the last Predator movie, didn't come in theaters also.
Man, that movie is so good. But anyway, carry on with Romulus. But I'm excited for it.
Looking forward to it for sure. Okay. And we got more coming things news. You always like to say,
no, that was a bad way to phrase all that.
I don't care. My brain. I got no sleep, and I went skiing the other weekend, and my muscles are at Soresville at Soresville.com. And I got blisters around my ankles that look like fingers coming out of them. It is gross. And I am tired. Okay. Oh, man. You always like to say, it was a firefight. Boondock Saints sequel coming back with Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery returning. So
is it a threequel?
It's gonna be now, I guess, because they had that other one come out a couple of years ago. You know what else is coming back? The Never Ending Story is still not ending. It looks like they're making more Never Ending Stories. So
I mean, they're sticking to their namesake. That's pretty cool.
Well, once Dustin was singing Never Ending Story and Stranger Things, that sealed its fate. Turn!
Yeah, everyone was game over. Okay. That's why Dungeons and Dragons came back so hard.
Dude, I heard that's like old now. Anyway.
No, one of my friends actually hosts, he gets paid to host online. He's the guy, I don't know, the Dungeon Master? I don't know what they're called. He gets paid to actually lead these people through a story. He's fantastic at it. Sets up soundscapes and everything. Look, if you guys want someone to set your game up, reach out to the show. We know we can.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. And I got another one that I saw come out today, actually. Bill Hader. Guess what one of his next roles in 2026 is going to be?
I can't even guess, man.
He's going to be the Cat in the Hat.
What?
Yeah.
Who asked for this?
Well, apparently it's an animated movie, so they're not going to cake a bunch of stuff to his face. So that's not that terrible.
They're not going to do the crazy over the top one with Mike Myers, which was just bananas,
hot garbage. And then also another one that they're doing. Remember Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey? They're going to do that.
Oh yeah,
they're saying it's going to be an Avengers-like crossover cinematic universe.
What in tarnation, man?
Yeah, so I don't know. And I'm not too thrilled about that.
Yeah, neither am I. It was, Oh, bother.
Oh, dear. But here, I got two trailers back to back.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I saw things. I shouldn't have seen any of it.
Julie! Julie! Please don't do this!
When someone dies, a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead. And sometimes something so bad happens that the soul cannot rest. Until you put the wrong things right.
How many people have you loved?
I'll never be alone.
I'm here. Okay. I'm here.
Yeah, the thing about that one was everyone's kind of sad because Brandon Lee died making the first one, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying, how do you replace it? And plus, like, to me, the Crow also identified, like, you know, the Joker's look, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'm watching that. I'm just like,
he just looks
kinda, like, what are they trying to do? He looks like
Pennywise.
He looks like an emo guy.
He looks like Pennywise with the things that the connect is between his eyes and his mouth. You know, they did it again.
Yeah, the blood tears or whatever, yeah, the heck, the tar.
I don't know. It looks weird. So I don't know. Maybe.
And he took it all from me.
Who do we have here?
She's from a place of abundance. This is our destiny.
Remember me.
Holy cow, May 24th already?
That's like tomorrow. I liked it when those
Holy cow, man. Those
Nicholas Holt people, they would like spray like silver spray paint in their mouths and be like, rah! Anyway.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay. Two bits of news. It looks like Nicholas Cage will not be making National Treasure 3, or there's no new news about it. So he says,
don't hold your breath, man.
And then I got another one. Neve Campbell apparently has signed on to return as Sidney Prescott in Scream 7.
Yes.
With Kevin.
Yes.
With Kevin Williamson, who actually created the series. He was the writer of the first one. Will direct. So some lineage there.
I'm telling you right now, I don't forget I don't remember exactly what I said when we were doing our review of the last one, but they need to redo these, not redo them. I think they need to start off at 3.
Yeah. Like the original trilogy, get rid of the rebootquel.
Yeah. The resequel, all that stuff. Just, it's a wash. Totally fine. Hey, we forgive you. Yeah. 1, 2, bring this one in as 3. Oh, it would be so good.
There's a gangster. Real old school type. Rex Calabrese. He's a big deal. He helped people. You saw you on the street, he call out to you. When I'm 14 or something, he has a heart attack and dies. Still holding a cigar. In my neighborhood, they throw a parade in his honor. A freaking parade. Can you imagine to be remembered like that?
This fall? Wow. Time flies.
Already better than Sopranos.
I'm going to make him an offer I can't refuse.
The bat! Where's the bat?
Hey, ho, what are you doing here? What are you showing me here? If you want to see a Star Wars Acolyte trailer, you have another minute. That's the last one I had on my list.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind seeing it. It's good to see it on the show, man. It's good to see it on the show.
Your eyes can deceive you. We must not trust them. Tell me what comes into your mind.
Life. Balance. I see fire. What is that?
But there was once light that is filled with darkness.
I don't know. I might be done with Star Wars.
I don't know. I think so too. You know?
I might be done with Star
Wars. We'll see, man.
Anyway, that has been our hot take on the latest movie news and movie trailers.
Yeah.
Remember to like, share, subscribe. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you get your stuffs. We're on the stuffs, and we got lots of stuffs coming out. I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba, joined once again by Mr. A.O. Panetta for Clubhouse Movies Podcast, Shop Talk Movie News. We'll catch you next time.